Hey everybody, welcome to The Big Picture. I am Mike Sargent. Let's dive into a few topics today. So first off, not to alienate myself or, you know, other photographers, but there's a question that I have to really ask, okay? And maybe in a sense this does somewhat become a political view, but I question what's going on in the country today. I mean, gas prices are up, groceries are up, you know, and it really makes things difficult for working class people. Now, I notice a lot being in certain roles in my professional life. And one of the things that just kind of completely blow my mind is people and their work ethics and their dedication to their livelihoods. I mean, you got to think about some things. And some notations on my end are the fact that we as photographers, okay, we book a session with somebody, and you guys know that for whatever reason, you know, if you're a business or you do this as a part-time gig or however you want to describe it, if you are servicing people, and you know, no matter on what scale, sometimes things happen in life and you can understand that. Most people can understand that, but it doesn't leave you in a very good light with people. If you book a session, you're supposed to have things set up, and then for whatever reason, you don't show. Now, like I said, a lot of times you can understand that. You know, certain scenarios take place in life and those scenarios will have impacts. But if you're consistently doing this all the time, I mean, it's a constant. You know, you're not showing up. You're not doing what, you know, you stated you would do. Well, it kind of leaves you with a reputation of not being dependable. And I'm looking at that as a photographer and someone who wears many different hats in life. And I gotta say it like this. We all have businesses that we run. When we look at it, whether it is your livelihood, you know, most people could look at it, you know, working class people can look at it and say that their business is more or less providing for their family, providing a living for themselves, and that's what they do. And of course, you know, when you're in that position, you are going to try to do the very best for your business. Well, it's the same thing with corporations. Corporations hire people to perform tasks. And let's face it, the biggest problem that any corporation or any individual has to deal with is people. It's not computer or equipment. It's always people. And I guess my question is, nowadays, people will not report to work with something as simple as having a bad toenail. You know, they have an ingrown toenail or a hangnail. You know, I mean, that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but the reality is that is the state of people and their work ethics in the country now. Now you take the class of people that live off the system, that don't work and have everything handed to them. Those are the ones that, you know, support certain agendas and political agendas that completely overwhelm the working class, like you, me, and anybody else who holds a 9-to-5 or you know, any kind of job whatsoever, where they're working, you know, they're trading their time for money. And much like the photographer who, you know, fails to show up for a photo shoot or cancels a photo shoot on a constant basis, they, you know, as stated, there's a reputation that goes along with that. Okay, you start to get the reputation of being undependable. Well, that is across all walks of life. And that is directly related to the human element and circumstances that take place in everybody's lives. Now, some situations, completely understandable, like I said earlier. But there are a lot of situations that people fail to do what they need to do. And 95% of the time, it is due to them and their actions. Does that sound like I'm putting it all back on people? I sure am. I certainly am. You know, and the trickle-down effect of that is, let's just say it like this. If I were not to show up to a photo gig, I were to cancel on people. You know, that doesn't set well. It doesn't set well when people don't report to work for corporations. And now you have, you know, that reputation or stigmatism of not being dependable. And that goes without saying for anything that you do in life. Whether you're a business owner, whether you are a CEO, whether you're just a guy working a 9-to-5 job, you get that shtick of being undependable. Now, my bigger concern, and perhaps this will sound somewhat political, there are certain agendas or powers that be that encourage this type of behavior. Now, it's okay not to report to work. It's okay to live off the system. And it's really not. And I sit here and I think about the frustrating aspects that everybody should be concerned with, but have been so desensitized over the last 15 years that people have gotten to a point where they just don't care. They don't care what politicians do. They don't care what corporations do. And to me, that makes it very difficult across the board to have a decent life, to have a decent livelihood. And then you look at certain entities, all right, just say, for example, certain states. Why is it that some states are extremely people-friendly, business-friendly, and other states, not so much? Now you got to look at, you know, all the issues that are involved with this, and let's just say, for example, taxes, you know, income taxes. You're taxed on your income, you're taxed on what you spend, you're taxed on purchases that you make, you're taxed for village taxes, state taxes, county taxes. You know, you're literally taxed to death. And my question is all these entities in place, I mean, as an individual, all right, if you're the type of guy that goes in and you're working a 40-hour work week or a 60-hour work week or more, and you know the type of hours you put in and the sacrifices that you make for your livelihood, but then you have entities that are taking what you earned away from you through taxes, that's not a very popular thing. And my problem here is when anything is not popular, laws are passed to force people to do that. And what I see right now is, despite numbers, you have a lot of people that are unemployed. You have a lot of people that refuse to work, that are more than capable of working. And you have people that won't take accountability for their own actions. I mean, I see this on such an in-depth level. And what's bad about that is you have other factions that encourage behavior like this. I mean, if I were to fall, okay, on ice at my home and hurt myself, whose fault is that ultimately? It's mine. You know, whether I didn't shovel, whether I didn't throw salt out, you know, whatever the case is, you know, I was wearing, you know, slick shoes or not proper footwear or whatever the case is. I mean, ultimately, if I were to fall down, it's my fault, right? Now, are there repercussions for that? You know, if I become injured, sure. You know, I have to deal with that. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I have to look at it and say, where's my personal responsibility for having that happen? So you got to start asking yourself questions. I mean, something that I notice in the photography side of all this, the market is so flooded with photographers, and being standout, it's not easy. It's not easy to do that. And you do have to find a way to stand out if you want to accomplish a goal or an agenda of being successful as a professional photographer or anything else you do in life. That's lost. And what I really know just in the photography field is there are photographers out there, okay, that have reputations, and rightly so, of being talented. But if you really go back and look, you know, at the body of work, what stands out about it? What really stands out about that, you know, certain individual's work? The gap is certainly closed. Now, there's other factors that go into it. People's personalities, people's dependability. There's a lot that plays a part in that. But honestly, if you really look at it, you have to say to yourself, why? Why is this happening the way that it is? You can sit there and know that you're extremely talented in composition, in lighting, in editing, and you got to ask yourself all the time, why am I not doing more? Hard question to answer, especially when you take all the factions of being dependable, being talented. Why is that not benefiting me? When I go to work, I show up, I make decisions, good decisions, show talent that's unparalleled. Those are things that you really have to ask yourself. And then you have to ask yourself, what is the root of all these problems? What comes into play? Something that I want to point out, I've worked my entire life, and as I start to approach that time when I should be contemplating retirement, I look back and I see all the money that I've had to pay by force into the Social Security system. And I think to myself right now, when I look at what I would be eligible for if I was being paid back the money that I paid into that Social Security system, I would be fine the rest of my life if I were getting that all back. But there's a faction that states that you're only eligible for so much of this a month. My personal opinion is, with all the money that's already taken away from me, I'm still responsible for taking care of my own retirement, even though I'm paying into a Social Security system that is supposed to take care of me when I get older and stop working. Those are benefits that I should be receiving. But I'm not. I'm not going to ever get back my investment, which isn't really an investment. It is a tax, a Social Security tax to take care of people. Now, why is it that you don't get part of that back? It's because politicians have used the Social Security fund as a funding platform. They shouldn't be doing that. It should be illegal for them to do that. But they're doing it, and they get away with it. Now, just imagine all these years that I've worked and paid multiple times on the money that I earn or the property that I own. If I were to have that money back, and more importantly, my money that I've paid into Social Security, which I'm going to point out, I earned. I put in the hours. I put in the work. It was extorted from me by the government. Just imagine what I would have been able to do if that money that I earned, that was more or less taken away from me, what if I would have had that back and been able to make my own investment choices? So see, after taking all the money that the government does in taxes and Social Security and all these other things to pay for people that don't want to do anything for themselves, people who can't do anything for themselves, which I think, we do have a social responsibility to take care of our people, but that's not what we're doing here. What I'm saying is, if I would have been able to have what I earned and made my own investments, which I still have to do anyway, I have to take care of my own retirement, which the goddamn government will want to tax me for that too. They'll want to tax me on money that I've already paid taxes on and any growth that my money actually made. I mean, it'd be like this. It'd be like planting 20 tomato seeds. Okay? 20 tomato seeds. And all of a sudden, you have a bounty of tomatoes. You've put in the work. You planted them. You watered them. You took care of them. You made sure that your plants didn't get devoured by insects. And you put all this work into growing these wonderful tomatoes. And then all of a sudden, you have somebody coming and stating, well, we're taking the majority of those tomatoes because other people who didn't put in the work that you did need to have these too. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So they take those away from you and redistribute that stuff to other people. It's terrible. And this is our society today. People don't want to work. I mean, honestly, think about it like this. How do things work in the animal kingdom? Now, of course, we are evolved above animals. But in the world of nature, you have a pride of lions. A male is given birth to. That male is cared for while it's young. That male is looked after by the entire pride. But at some point, that male, when he becomes old enough to take care of himself, is casted out to fend for himself, to develop his own pride. Now, as time goes on, a lion becomes older, weaker, not able to defend himself, not able to provide for himself, and he ultimately dies a miserable death. Hyenas get him. Another lion may kill him. Could be anything. But if you were to follow the rules of nature and how things go, you didn't have a job. You didn't have an income. Well, the benefits of having those things are homes, cars, food, things that you can go get at a grocery store or buy online, to enhance your livelihood. I know this sounds extremely harsh, but I want you to think about things. People just want to have good lives. They can't have that. People that go to work are hit the hardest. They have to drive to work. They have to pay for fuel. Right? There's so many aspects of this. You know, the government, pushing for electric vehicles. I mean, they talk about environmentalism and all these other things, and I want you to realize something. You need to look at the other side of this agenda and what's currently happening. Have you ever seen lithium mines? Do you know how they harvest lithium? Who is harvesting the lithium? Where they're harvesting the lithium? If you don't know, you need to really look in it. Look at it. It's terrible. It's not humane. Anyway, these are just some thoughts that run through my head as I look at all the things that are going on in the world today and just how people are. You know, maybe this has more to do with society than it does with photography. But I can say this, with a photographer's eye looking at things, you see things a lot clearer. You're able to look at things and create compositions. And whether you agree with my position on this stuff or not is not really the big issue here. But what is happening to our society, our culture? I've seen some outlandish stuff come out of the press here recently. And one of the things that I really have to... This really kind of concerned me. I watched our president recently say that George Floyd had a bigger impact on the world than the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. Take it for what it's worth. But it all starts from the top, and right from the very top and trickles down. This is sad. This is so sad. We as a people, we as business owners, we as just a society, we suck. We suck. And I'm not even going to say it's so much people that suck. It's the system. In any direction that you're going in right now regarding your thought process, you need to think long and hard about it. I know I have. I could really say some radical thoughts about how you stop it, how you change it, but nobody wants to hear that, and I certainly do not want to alienate myself. Now, at the end of the day, I am still a guy that wears many hats. I have a job. I do photos. There's a lot here. But as a photographer, I'm kind of looking at things from the bigger picture.